Filone Peak Rock Glacier. Going up to Vallaccia Pass, along the slope of Filone Peak, at your right hand, detritic cover shows a strange, in some way orderly setting. A huge main lobe, with convex, gently sloping surface, delimited by a steep front, seems to flow slowly down, hanging on the bottom of the valley. From aerial view, it looks like a tongue of creamy, thick fluid freezed on its way, characterized by prominent concentric ridges. Nevertheless, it appears entirely made of coarse debris, with gigantic boulders here and there. This is the typical aspect of a rock glacier, that is to say, a dynamic form of the high mountain landscape that recall real glaciers, but which are mainly made up of rock debris. In reality, we are dealing with a body of boulders embedded and linked together by ice, so its behavior is determined by plastic flow of the ice itself downslope. Its origin has to be sought back to about 7,000 years before present. Sudden, catastrophic rock avalanches falling over local retreating ice tongues could have covered them, preventing ice from quick melting so that an ice core could survive. But more frequently, debris body itself trapped water into its voids and let it transform into interstitial ice, which survives for years without thawing. All these phenomena result in a rock-ice mixture formed under the so-called permafrost conditions. In other words, a perennial frozen ground. The term permafrost refers to rock or soil that has been frozen for at least two consecutive years. In general, permafrost is characterized by a superficial layer, which melts in summer, and by a deep layer that is permanently frozen. The ice core hidden by rock, debris or soil can be massive or interstitial, and the layer affected by the permafrost can vary from a few tens of meters to over 200 meters thick. Until ice core don't thaw completely, a rock glacier remains active. That is, with movement. When ice completely melts out, it stops its evolution and becomes firstly inactive and then a relict one. Rock glaciers are diffused in this part of Alpine chain, between 2,000 and 3,000 meters above sea level. But only at the higher altitudes they are still active. From the path, at an altitude of about 2,200 meters above sea level, you can see only one of the four rock glaciers of Filone Peak, the biggest one, known as Filone 3. But looking back from Vallaccia Pass, also the nearby Filone 2 rock glacier will appear to the left of it. While a complete look inside the whole group requires an alternative lateral walk through debris on traces of paths up to an altitude of about 2,750 meters above sea level.